Finally tonight, following the massacre in Uvalde, Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr used a playoffs press conference this past week to speak out against gun violence in America.
We've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something?
Last year, Kelly Corrigan, host of PBS's Tell Me More, sat down with Kerr to talk about what's behind his passion for this issue and what he thinks political leaders should be doing about it.
Tell me about your dad.
Oh, man. It's kind of hard for me to talk about still.
Malcolm Kerr, president of the American University of Beirut, was murdered at close range outside his campus office by two men with a silencer-equipped pistol.
He was a wonderful man. Quiet, very funny, great way with people. He was just an amazing dad who was there for all four of us.
Why do you think they assassinated him?
He was the most prominent American in Beirut at that time, and it was the early part of terrorism on against Americans in the Middle East. So you remember the Iran hostage situation was 1979. The worst incident was the bombing of the Marine barracks. I think 300 Marines were killed in this huge truck bomb in Beirut. My dad, I remember he was in his office, which was, you know, on campus 5 miles away, 6 miles away. And he said he heard this enormous blast and felt the impact of it 5 miles away. And the embassy cleared out, but the university was still functioning. So my dad became one of the most prominent Americans remaining, and so he became a target. I think he took that job when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're 16, your dad's not gonna die, you know? Your mom's not gonna die. Like, everything's gonna be fine. If you've lived a life like I did, where
for sure.
Perfect upbringing, wonderful family, and got everything you need, nothing's gonna happen to you. That happens to other people, you know?
Right.
And so looking back, I think I wish I'd been a little wiser in terms of maybe bringing all that stuff up.
In that year, the 73 year, the bad back year, shortly after the season, there was a shooter who went to UCLA. It's like half a mile from your mom. And then shortly after that, the Pulse shooting happened. And you made a big statement. Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason I made it is because we had done probably 3 moments of silence during that season. It was like every couple of weeks, we're just, you know, let's take a bow and stay silent and not actually try to solve the problem. And so I just felt like, you know, I do have a platform. I should probably say something. And I've been an advocate ever since. Because my dad died that way, and because it's such an enormous problem in our country, that's become my sort of pet project.
Do you have hope that there'll be new legislation?
I do have hope, mainly because of the March for Our Lives kids. There's so many young people now who are so angry and invested. What makes me lose hope is just that it's a constant deal with the Senate where, you know, the House passes H.R. 8, which is, you know, background checks bill that 90% of Americans want background checks, regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican, 90%.
People in the NRA want background checks.
Yeah, but the Senate will not go down that path. They won't even look at the bill because of partisan politics. And, you know, they put their own private career ahead of the lives of American people.